Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of season 2 of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
What do you think? Is a nice presentation? Should I say season 2 every time or should I...
I think we can give one or two more episodes and then we
continue. Because it looks like too artificial for me. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. How are you today?
Good, good. It was a... Nice. Actually, the weather is very nice since the beginning of the week, right?
That also yesterday it rained all day, yeah?
Really?
Yes.
At least not in my place.
Okay, we have different weather.
So. It's quite possible.
Yeah, okay.
During the day, it changed 5 times.
Yeah, but we are also in the same city. So the chances that we have like two different micro environments is kind of difficult, no?
Yeah, I do. Well...
But I'm sure that it rains because mm-hmm. I actually wanted to have a walk and I went out and it was this kind of thin rain that if you go out and stay for 20 seconds, you don't even feel it. Mm-hmm. But if you stay out for
10 minutes and you are soaked.
Yeah, exactly. But mm-hmm. 10 minutes, I think more 1 hour, 2 hours, 20. I don't know. So it's really sneaky. I started mm-hmm. to learn how to deal with this weather. Well, no, it's a long time that I deal with it, but mm-hmm. this was one of the things that I learned pretty fast, especially because then you need to be soaked. Like if you travel with the rain and by bike mm-hmm. and then you want to stay all day out, the chances that you get a big cold are really high. It's not that you can dry out so easily, especially in winter and autumn.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's cold? I don't think it's cold.
No, it's good. It was around 16, 17 degrees even.
Again?
During the midday. So really that's why I said it was very nice weather.
Okay, so you mentioned before that you have a big announcement. Now I'm curious.
Yes, it's a very big thing, a very big moment for me.
Oh my God.
I did lots of thinking. Some of them was painful, some of them was... relieving, let's say. I decided to take out Christina Scabbia from my list of most hot women in the from the top 5. I think it will break her heart. But to be honest, I had enough of her.
But I'm pretty shocked, but I would like to know which is the reason.
There are 3 things, 2.5, let's say. First, I think during this quarantine, the corona, she overshared everything.
Her life.
Yeah, her life. And to be honest, I think I had another image in my head that I created for her. Because, you know, the only interface that you have with an artist is the lyrics that they write and mm-hmm. the way that you see them on the screen. And when you see her inside the house, like playing video games 25 hours per day and collecting stuff,
is she still single?
I don't know.
Oh, do you never seen like a guy walking around?
No.
Also because she was in total lockdown for a while. So, yeah. I mean, if she has a boyfriend or a husband, you should see from time to time.
No, she was always alone, walking. So I think 3 or 4 times a week, we are seeing her all sweaty on top of the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. A good thing that she practices, but why And at first I was very happy to hear from her because she was doing like this monologues.
Mm-hmm.
They become longer and longer. I understand that she got bored at home probably. Mm-hmm. But then I saw that I think she doesn't have anything to do with the image that I had in my head. This is the first thing. The second one. What did you see her last eyebrows?
No,
I think she did like a tattoo or something.
My God, this I can tell you something mm-hmm. about because it's very strange for her age. But I remember the friend of my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
It was a trend to remove the eyebrows and then a tattoo instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually asked one of them why they did it, and they said there are more. How do you say it? That it's easier to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're more convenient, let's say. Which, yeah, maybe. But you see if someone has tattooed his eyebrows on the face and it looks like pretty ridiculous in my opinion.
No, but also all her look has changed.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but it was very strange. I saw her a couple of days ago, so that's why I started to think maybe it is time to move on from
did
this.
Did she become blonde or something?
No. She's the same. Again, it's black, but you can see that the mimic is different.
Oh, because of the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I think that she's going through a sort of crisis, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, she's 40 and mm-hmm. she doesn't have any relation. I mean, I also know that his parents passed out some time ago, and she doesn't have any siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that especially in the lockdown that you cannot see people, that they are not close to you, I kind of play a role for her.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I guess that she suffered the fact that she could not do what she likes, like mm-hmm. playing music and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that, I mean, I don't know if she went through depression, but I guess that she had struggled to cope mm-hmm. with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I think that, but this is not only for her, I think that she's kind of a narcissist. When she was younger, I was following her when she did interviews and so on. She looked like much more humble.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's at the level of Bret Michaels, to be honest. Yeah.
This was the last point. It was, I said half because it was going hand to hand with the first about the oversharing. Is that she talks like she's above many things in the world. And it's not very.
Yeah, this is.
What you just meant. Yeah, yeah. But also the ideas. For example, there are also lots of writers or historians that has that attitude, but they have quite some ideas based on lots of knowledge. The things that she says were a bit shallow, generally. So the way that she talks, she talks like she's giving the secret of the the life. But the things this she says that you can also think, if you just think about it 10 seconds, you come up with those.
Yeah, but I agree. I saw like mm-hmm. a couple of her videos and I did not like what I see. I'm glad that it's not your favorite one. Which is your favorite one now?
Yeah, the favorite one. Then again, went back to my list. Now the number one is. I forgot.
Yeah. Number one.
Eva Green. Eva Green.
Oh, but he's not a musician.
No. But Eva Green, she moved up to number one. The number two is Cate Blanchett. Again, is the musician. Number three is Mirkur. Now I have two openings.
Oh, two openings. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a message to all the female singers in metal. If you want to be in the special amour, at least of
Of my heart, I would say.
Which is the title of the list?
Yeah, this is actually, these women are the ones that I'm allowed to sleep with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the Friends episode. But with time, it became the list of the hottest woman in my eyes. Let's say.
Okay. So, ladies, if you want to appear into Murat's hottest female human beings, please.
Well, to be honest,
us.
Stephanie Manaert, the drummer and the vocalist of Brutus, she's really probably will be the number four, but yeah. Just an update in my list. I think it's very important because since the age of 15, I was in love with Christina. And when I spent time with her videos, it was just heartbreaking for me to see that she's not the woman that I thought she was.
Well, at least you discover, which is good.
Yeah.
But I don't have any list. So, but I can tell you my favorite actor is Keanu Reeves.
He's... based on physics or just the way that he acts?
I like. It's not. I don't think he's.
No, he's not acting. He's handsome.
No, I don't think so. If you, especially now that he's 50, even more, even older than 50. But I think that he has charm. And and I like also as a person, you know, he does a lot of charity mm-hmm. and stuff like this. I think he's a very nice person, better than Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt is much more handsome
yeah,
than him.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt is getting more handsome and handsome as the time goes.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
And I don't think he's making any big plastic surgery,
no,
to be honest.
I think he's not doing, maybe just some Botox. Other than that, I don't see that he's doing.
No, it's not Mickey Rourke, you know.
No, but each movie that he or each interview I see is he's getting more handsome. It's just heartbreaking for all the rest because
yeah.
each time I see any photo of myself, I want to kill myself even more. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but we need to face with the fact that we will remain ugly for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, like the first 32 years that I've been ugly, the rest.
Yeah, I mean, we're normal people, you know.
Yeah. No, but when you see those guys, they are actually... you understand why they are famous.
Mm.
Like, yeah, they have really physical charm,
what
I would say.
More than why they're famous is why they stay famous.
Yeah, true.
Because you can see, like, every now and then there's, like, these new actors and they make, like, 3 or 4 famous films and then they disappear. So.
Yeah, true. I think, well, those young, we call them jeunes, which means young in
French,
but in Turkish we call them jeune to say that they are young and they are handsome artists. In each period of time there are those and they become generally heroin addict and
yeah.
then they like the brother of Joaquin Phoenix. He was much more handsome than
Joseph.
I don't remember his real name, but Sunny maybe. But when you look Joaquin and him, the guy is much more handsome, but in the end he overdosed.
Like Heath Ledger.
I don't think that Heath Ledger was handsome. He was extremely talented and I think he was extremely depressed.
I think he was handsome.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know.
For me, I wouldn't say. Because I also remember him from Brokeback Mountain and... what was another movie? Candy, I think so. Sugar or Candy, something like this. I think he's extremely talented actor, but not so handsome.
Anyway,
yeah.
We're going out of topic,
so
guess that is better to introduce the topic of this episode.
This episode, we will talk about Till Lindemann. So you did some research because what we decided is to pick 3 names per person.
Yeah, exactly. So first you said the end and then you explained, but it's fine. I mean, it's your role, so...
I just realized that I forgot to explain. So we picked some artists that have either some meaning for us or we found them quite peculiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, let's say. So your first pick was Till Lindemann.
From Rammstein,
the lead vocalist. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of German inside. No, I mean, I joke about it, but yeah, I have this kind of insane love for Germany that no one around me understand. Not even Germans, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I pick up this guy is that, Rammstein is one of the most famous band in Germany as well as in the world. And the reason why he's so famous is because he's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ideas that are shown like during concert or in video clips and so on are coming from Till itself, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
There are like, of course, always discussion between. They express that it's like something that they built together as a band,
mm-hmm.
but like the most.
He is the creator.
Exactly,
let's say.
The most creative is him.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can see it because of a side project that he has that I will discuss about it during my explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was wondering, yeah, if he's so shocking on stage, what about his life?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what happened
his life,
to him, right?
yeah, it's crazy as what he shows in videos and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So what I discover is that, is pretty a normal person,
yeah.
But he has some peculiarity for sure.
So my first question would be, did you find what you were looking for before starting the research?
Not really.
Okay.
I was expecting like a much more...
A childhood trauma
Or like, I don't know, involved in like an homicide or something like this, and didn't find so much.
So basically we have a brilliant mind, I would say, a creative mind, which also is quite critical towards things.
Yeah,
true. Around him.
Yeah, but you need to put him in the right environment. So let me also take the notes because I know what I want to say, but I don't remember everything.
Yeah.
So Till was born in
Leipzig.
In Leipzig,
East Germany.
Yeah, but I was searching the date, but
4th of January. He's 57.
Yeah, okay, but the year, I think it was around the 60s.
73.
Yeah, okay, you make the calculation much faster
and
than
me. I did it wrong, it was 63, sorry.
Okay, for who is coming from outside from Europe, Leipzig was at the time a part of the DDR.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Second World War, Germany was divided in two countries. Mm-hmm. One was under the influence of the United States and the other under the influence of Russia. And the DDR was under the Soviet Union.
Influence, let's say. They were not a part of the bloc, but they were highly influenced by
except Berlin, that was, I think, owned by Russia.
Berlin was cut to four, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
1/4 was Russian side. The rest, they bundled up to become the... Yeah, it was like, I think, France, United Kingdom and United States have their share, but they put them together in the end.
You're much more informed than me. You know, I used to know this kind of thing once, but now I forgot it. And life was not so easy during that period in the DDR. So you need to imagine a country that is really poor and doesn't have... hardly has a possibility to escape. So you have like all these people that used to, well, not Till, but maybe his parents, they used to like have more or less the same possibilities as their counterpart in West before the war or immediately after the war. And suddenly they just have nothing left. Like, okay, theoretically, the communism system should provide everything, at least the basic needs to everyone. But you see that there's not enough for anyone. Like, you don't have coffee. You use, like, a kind of surrogate of coffee that is made with nuts or seeds or whatever. So this kind of stuff. So the people that lived in this period, and I spoke with some of them while I was living in... East Germany, they're really signed by this situation. And also the fact that you have spies that are checking that you're not doing anything against the regime. Or, you know, it's like a kind of tough situation that finished in 89. But, you know, this is exactly the period in which Till became a teenager. And he saw all these inequalities and all this unfairness. And he kind of grew with like a high sense of critics because he also, I think...
He was angry, I would say.
Exactly. He was angry and he realized what politics can do on population. Even population doesn't deserve this. But except this psychological trait that I'm making right now. Till was like a, let's say a normal teenager. But, yes.
I wanted to ask you about the family life that he has, but I think you were saying something else.
Yeah, I wanted to tell about like a nice episode that I found in the when they describe his childhood.
Please.
So he became a professional swimmer in his teenage time, and this allows him to travel.
A professional
swimmer.
Swimmer.
Yes.
Okay.
And this allowed him to travel, but actually what he did, he participated to a competition that it could send him to international championship, or it was even already international championship at the time. It was in Florence, but at a certain moment they kick him off from the team. because during the night he escaped from the hotel to go to center and buy porn magazine into center. Mm-hmm. And I tried to imagine him in Florence, try to buy porn magazine in English in Italy during the 70s. I don't know many people speak English during the 70s in Italy. I mean, they hardly do it now. Yeah. You can imagine 50 years ago.
A German guy running around.
Exactly.
Looking for porn.
So, and then they just kick him out because he was finding porn. And also there, I mean, if you just go put something in the luggage, if you want to make yourself happy. I don't know. I mean, okay, but this is the story that is behind. Mm-hmm. But then for the rest, okay, I read also that he escaped from the mandatory army period. Mm-hmm. How do you call it?
Military
mm-hmm. service. To be honest, I did not get it how he managed, mm-hmm. because I didn't see any proof that he was actually in prison or he went to court or something.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he went to another country. I didn't find. Then, I don't have so much, so many information until he joined Rammstein.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little bit before, because he started his career as a drummer in '86, mm-hmm. and at the time, he actually had his first daughter with an unknown lady. At least I didn't find the name. And the thing is that. So he has this daughter, and mm-hmm. then the wife left, ex-wife, I don't know, and he raised this daughter for 7 years as a single dad, mm-hmm. which is pretty strange, because normally it's the opposite.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you think about this guy, you will never imagine that he has such a big heart that he will take care about his children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I imagine him like someone that just fuck around like Bret Michaels in Rock of Love. Instead, he's like, I even thought that he was gay at a certain moment, but actually, no, he's completely straight and he really loves his children. So mm-hmm. I'm quite surprised. He started to know for different reasons the different members of Rammstein. And then there was this, at the time he moved to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this music competition. They said, okay, if you win your project, your band, whatever, we allowed you to record the four songs in a EP.
Mm-hmm.
And they won.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked them, okay, which name do you want to use to title your band? And they chose Rammstein.
Mm-hmm.
And I found actually what is Rammstein, why they choose Rammstein, which is also interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there's a city in Germany called Rammstein.
Mm-hmm.
And it was known, or it is known, because in the 88, there was an air show disaster that was actually caused by the Italian Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking myself,
what did you do?
Why they came there, first of all, and why they have to do this useless stuff, mm-hmm. and kill people, because at the end they kill like 96 people,
mm-hmm.
Because they did like a wrong move in the hair, I don't know, something. They found it so fascinating that they pick up this name to call their band.
I think it was they saw it on the newspaper or something, and they just filled it in.
No, I think that if it's if Till drove this decision, I think that there was a reason. But I didn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to. No, nothing. So this is the way in which Rammstein was born. We know more or less, if you go on Wikipedia or like their website, you can see like all the discography and so on. Mm-hmm. We know there are some songs from Rammstein that are so famous, like Du Hast or Mutter or Sonne. They were like remixed, redone, I'm not talking about how famous they are,
mm-hmm.
but one of the reasons why they're famous is because they make all these shocking performance.
I think both on the shows and also in the video clips.
Yeah, but
the music videos.
You know, the first time that they did something like this outside Germany, at least what I saw, I was in the US, and they were actually arrested.
1998,
exactly.
See.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So and the thing is, that was mimicking having sex with a roommate. With a roommate, yes, a bandmate. Sorry. And I don't understand. Okay, it's shocking, but why you want to show this?
Yeah, it's to take attention to how much sexualism is in front now. I think late 90s, early 2000s, and it's still ongoing. Yeah? In music industry, basically, the sex and the pornography is much more in front than the music itself.
Mm. But you'd never seen a concert in which there are people having a sex performance.
Did you not see any Miley Cyrus videos?
Oh yeah, okay, with the ball.
Yeah, lots of things. Not only ball. One of them, she was dressed as a, you know, those dolls, the sex dolls. But she also had a penis, and she made. I think either she did some blowjob or someone from the dance did. Yeah.
But then maybe the things change since the 2000, because I don't think that it was.
No, but I remember at least those years were the years that we started to become teenagers, and at our disposal we had MTV, we had some Turkish music channels, and the videos that we saw was. Good enough to excite us dearly, I would say.
Okay, let's say the more we go further, the more shocking stuff we need to see. You know? So let's say that Rammstein were early, respect the time.
You already
discovered the trends.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think they were just criticizing those trends in a very, very strong way.
Mm, okay, well, I like the fact that they criticize, but for me, at a certain moment, is too much.
Yeah.
You know, for example, there's a video clip in which they're like having sex with like porn star, and you actually see them having sex with them. They said that it's like they're not them; they just put their face on the body of another porn star. But the thing is that it's really a porn. So you can find this video clip in like a YouPorn or something. I don't know if I wrote the name. But I was shocked. I check it, and it's actually true. Like
the video called Pussy.
Yes, exactly.
The name is also quite.
If you see the video, it's not that you see. Okay, you see like in the dark, like two bodies that they look like naked, that they're naked. No, no. You have like in front of you.
The complete picture.
Two people. Uh-huh. They're fucking each other. Uh-huh. So it's really like. A porn, like even like the quality of the video, they shoot it in the way that it looks like a porn. And yeah, okay, I understand you want to be like a shock, you want to make the reaction, whatever. But do we really need this?
I think in this video, because I remember that we discussed this also with some friends while we were drunk. back in Turkey, I think here they want to say that if you want to do it right. Just make a porn video.
Okay, then but for this they also had other issues.
Yeah. I think that in everything that they do, there is a rationale behind of it. They always think about something to criticize, and they make a specific video or specific songs basically for that. So they are not just doing random stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, but then if I think about for which reason Rammstein are famous, music-wise, I think it's because of...
it's simple.
Yeah, it's not because of what they say. It's not that people listen to them because they are make critics of their actual society. They or at least most of them are listening because you can dance on Duast, basically.
Yeah, that is the first thing that they... Their music are listened. I also think that not only metalheads listen to them or see them in the stadium, etc. There are lots of people. First, they just want to go to experience what they are doing, because controversy is something that pulls people. So even that you are not interested in their music, you just go there to watch to see what people are thinking or talking about all the time. First is, and secondly, to be honest, their music are so simple.
I don't know, I like them. I mean, I'm a fan of industrial music, especially from Germany, but I don't know, I'm a fan of them, but I decided a long time ago I will never go and see one of their concert because it really hurt me what they show like with big penis that they are just ejecting a sperm on the people. Okay, maybe it's soap.
It's bubble.
But yeah, okay, it's soap. It's fine, but it just hurt me. Mm-hmm. Like hurt my. And I'm a critical person. I don't say that they should not talk about this kind mm-hmm. of stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't like the fact that. You put it so upfront, you know, like mm-hmm. it's really there. Yeah, once it's fine, but like 3 hours with these guys that they're fucking each other on stage, or they're like I don't know, making like pyrotechnic stuff. They're trying to cut themselves with the you know, they put like metal stuff and then mm-hmm. they take the shoe and they're like shoeing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like a metal armor mm-hmm. and then you see all this the sparkles that are... Yeah. To be honest...
Why?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It's not something that really inspire me or mm-hmm. like push me to go and see them.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so in order to close the episode, mm-hmm. what should I say about Till? Ah, I forgot to mention, he also has a side project with Pete Tangren mm-hmm. from Hypocrisy. And I read an interview about the second album that they made together. And they, I think this interview was with Rolling Stone. And they stated like really clear that they know that they have mental problems and that's why they work so well together.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we can start to think about like, okay, Till is kind of at least socially normal, like mm-hmm. he didn't do anything, as long we know that he's like against law, he didn't eat anyone or you know crazy stuff like this,
at least as far as we know.
Yeah, we need to keep an eye on him because he also admitted he's not normal, but the fact that he's admit, I think is a good thing.
I think that level of creativity never comes with a normal or regular mind.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. I don't think that to be able to produce this kind of a mass behind you, because there are lots of followers and the things that they do, you can criticize, you can hate, or you can just ignore, but there are a big population that looks at them and inspired or find something. I don't think that a regular mind would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand, and I think that many of those creative minds has some, I won't say problems, but they have differences than how our minds work. And it's their word to say it, they are mentals. But I think it is just how the creativity works.
Yeah,
that's why they are creative, I would say, because they suffer or they perceive stuff different than the regular guy will perceive.
Yeah. The second thing that I want to say is that Till is also a writer, a poet. Mm-hmm. Actually, he published a book of poems.
Just to interrupt, I think his father also was a poet, right?
I think he was a writer, and his mother was working at the television, the Rundfunk something.
Neue Deutsch. One of them, Rundfunk. I think, is a journalist, and the other one is a poet.
Yeah, so it's in his blood, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he went to Russia to advertise the translated poems on the book, he hired like a hooker
mm-hmm.
that he was doing like a kind of, or someone that looked like a hooker that he was make like some scenes during the... in these meetings in which the writer meets his friend and you sign I don't know how to call it in English, which mm-hmm. I don't understand why, but you know, it's still Lindemann, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it's interesting. I thought there was much more to say, but and also I discovered that he speaks English, but he never sings in English, he always sings in German, even with the project with Pete, mm-hmm. and Pete is Swedish, so mm-hmm. Yeah, for me it was also strange. Probably Pete said, okay, just take care about the lyrics, I will take care about the music.
I think it's a respectable stand, I would say.
I will never sing in Italian, but I know that Germans are quite proud mm-hmm. their language. So yeah, most of German metal bands, they sing in English, but mm-hmm. you can find some, they're more national, mm-hmm. but some other bands that they're only speak in German.
Yeah, I have two opinions about it, which is connected, I would say. First of all, I think when you write a poem or any lyrics or even a story, to write it in your own language is much
efficient.
You can play with words better.
Ah, okay, yes.
Of course, you can. There are people who knows English very good. That are
effective,
not
effective, not efficient.
No, I won't say effective, but I think it's easier to make all kinds of metaphors, all kinds of wordplay, so that you put your art in.
Mm-hmm.
So that I respect. And second of all, I think the German language is. It should be respected, because for example the French language is respected because all those authors and poets, and I think the German literature is no less than that. And I don't know German to criticize that, but when you see those big writers, big poems that wrote the extremely good books in German, I think the language is suitable to write those kinds of songs or poems. That's what I wanted to say. So I mm-hmm. totally understand why they use German, why he wants to sing and write in German.
Okay, well, yeah, that's all from my mm-hmm. side. I hope that you guys like my research about this peculiar person.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, please let us know. So yeah. We will check what you like and what you don't like, and then let's see for the third season.
Yeah, thank you.
Then yes, see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.